XCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Earlier today, the Trump administration's Office of Personnel Management walked back Elon Musk's weekend email asking federal workers to list their accomplishments or be terminated, saying it was voluntary. But tonight, Musk has posted on X that employees will be given another chance to email OPM listing what they did cover over the last week, and that failure to respond a second time would result in termination. CBS's Kristen Brown says it's hard to tell which way is up.
Basically, where we are is that federal employees don't know what to do about this email. They were told that they had to respond, then they were told that they didn't have to respond, and now they're seemingly being told that they should have responded or that they might have to send a second email. There's a lot of confusion amongst the federal government, and there's a lot of different ideas about what should be going on.
President Trump welcomes French President Macron to the White House, and CBS's Stacey Lynn reports they are both hopeful Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an end.
A lot of my European colleagues are ready to be engaged.
And French President Macron says he knows the U.S. is an important part of the deal.
We do need this American backup because this is part of the credibility of the security guarantees.
President Trump says it's in the best interest of the United States.
The best interest in Europe, the best interest of Ukraine, and indeed the best interest of Russia to stop. Stop the killing now.
And he believes Russian President Putin is on board.
I really believe that he wants to make a deal.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Shortly after takeoff from Atlanta's big airport, a Delta plane had to return to Hartsfield-Jackson. WANF-TV's Chelsea Beimfor explains why.
Terrifying moments for passengers of Delta Flight 876 out of Atlanta on Monday. The jet forced to make an emergency landing after a haze filled the cabin just moments after takeoff.
We took off, and next thing you know, I started to, like, smell something.
Alexis Rossi and 93 other passengers aboard were heading to Columbia, South Carolina.
The plane safely landed, and the FAA is investigating. The Texas State Health Department is reporting at least 90 cases of measles across seven counties, with 16 people in the hospital. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Gaines County, Texas.
The small religious community where it started does interact with the general public, and now this is the biggest measles outbreak in the state in more than 30 years. Now, this outbreak started in an unvaccinated Mennonite community here in Gaines County, and the majority of the cases are children.
It does not affect the baristas who make your favorite coffee concoctions, but it does affect Starbucks white-collar workers. The coffee chain plans to lay off some 1,100 corporate employees globally to streamline operations. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, and there may be a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, west winds a bit breezy with lows in the upper 20s. On Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Afternoon highs will top out in the middle 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's the third anniversary of the war in Ukraine. European leaders are meeting in Ukraine, although America is not there. Surprise, surprise, we are now more or less officially on Putin's side. A lot to talk about today. In our first hour, in just a few minutes, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us, and he will take your calls for the hour, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California in the California 17th in the U.S. House of Representatives. In the second hour of our program, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former attorney, is going to drop by. I'm going to be on his Substack this afternoon live, and he's going to be on our program in the second hour of our program, and he will take your calls also if you're interested, if you have questions for Michael Cohen in the second hour of our program. In the third hour of our program, Senator Chris Murphy says every Republican voted against our proposal. He's got an update for us on what's going on with the Senate voting basically to more tax cuts for billionaires. And we will talk about that. Also, the incoming German leader, I'll fill you in on, you know, what just happened with the German elections on Sunday, and who is Friedrich Merz, and what's the deal? And what does conservative even mean? He's a center-right politician in Germany. What does that mean? I mean, you know, he's all in favor of a national health care system. He's all in favor of Ukraine. He's all in favor of a strong social safety. What does center-right mean in Europe? And is an American uprising in the works? And Donald Trump just shut down our U.S. base in Greece at the request of Vladimir Putin. This is the military base that is the southeasternmost station for NATO. So it looks like Trump is already starting now to dismantle NATO in Europe. This is concerning. So that's what's going on in the program today. We'll talk about all those things. Also, Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the fire at the Reichstaggebäude, the German parliament building that leveraged Adolf Hitler into power, and that Hitler used as the excuse to get the Enabling Acts passed, which basically ended democracy in Ukraine. So I'm asking the question on my Substack newsletter today, will Trump do something similar to this? Is he looking for, probably not creating, I mean, I don't want to go there, but we have so many enemies around the world right now. The situation in Gaza has pissed off Muslims all over the world. You've got pissed off Ukrainian expats and refugees all around the world. We've got, obviously a major right-wing movement here in the United States. We still don't even know who the bomber was the RNC and DNC on January 6th. What if there was a terrorist attack in the United States? Would Trump use that to declare a state of emergency and end democracy in America? He could do it under the Constitution. We'll talk about that also in the third hour of our program. So a lot going on. But to start out, Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls for a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Congressman Khanna represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Khanna.house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky and other social media outlets. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm curious what's on your mind today.
Well, Tom, thank you for having me. So much we can talk about. Tomorrow I'm having a press conference with 15 people who were fired by Donald Trump, including a number of Trump voters and a number of Republicans who will tell their stories about how they feel betrayed. Quick point, because I heard you talking about Europe. I mean, J.D. Vance's ignorance of what happened with Germany is stunning. The United States wrote Article 5 of Germany's basic law that outlawed the Nazi parties and Nazi propaganda. And it was actually a condition that Truman insisted on for the Marshall Plan, because there was such concern that Germany would develop back into a virulent nationalism. And so for J.D. Vance to be talking about free speech in Germany, totally ignorant that we actually wrote a lot of those protections, just shows the state of our politics.
Yeah, I guess. I was unaware of that context. That's breathtaking. That's just astonishing. Bernie is drawing massive crowds on his red state, let's kick Elon's ass tour. He doesn't call it that, of course, but I'm curious why more of your colleagues aren't doing the same.
Well, first of all, Bernie Sanders was vindicated. I mean, he should have been the nominee in 2020. Some of us, I was a co-chair of his campaign. You had all these people, I'm not going to say names, rush to endorse Biden now coming around. But the reality is that Sanders' message has been vindicated. And I'm convinced if he was 10 years younger, he'd be the next president of the United States. And we need to understand what he stood for, not just his rhetoric, but a clear commitment to Medicare for all, a clear commitment to taxing wealth, a clear commitment to free college. Now, I'm doing a tour in the red districts of California, and three of them down there.
That's great.
I'm sorry?
I said, good on you. That's great. I'm impressed.
So I think, look, not all of us necessarily have Bernie's national appeal, where we could get thousands of people anywhere we go, but we could all have appeal within our home states. And I'm starting out with three people in three districts of California, and I think every member of Congress should be doing this in their states, and we should be leading with what Bernie's doing. And frankly, those people who stood in his way in 2020, I think, have a lot of reflection to do.
Yeah, and 2016, frankly, in my opinion. I mean, I was a big champion of him in 2016. So
was I. I endorsed him in 2016. But, you have now people, the hollowness, some of them are like quoting him and sharing his speech. But they were the ones who endorsed against him in March and April of 2020. I mean, he should have been the nominee after winning Nevada. And many of them, if you look at below the fine print, haven't endorsed his actual policies. So what I'd like to see is not just a now rhetorical salute of Bernie Sanders, but an actual shift in what Sanders was fighting for and is fighting for.
Yeah, my last question here. Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the Reichstag fire in Germany, which was the turning point for Germany. It was the moment when Hitler really took power. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on how Congress or the American government might respond if there was a terrorist attack in the United States, say, God forbid, a bomb goes off in the Capitol or something like that. I mean, who knows, but a terrorist attack. And then Donald Trump comes out and says, I'm declaring a state of emergency. I'm invoking the Insurrection Act. And we are suspending the Constitution, suspending elections, and I will be the president indefinitely. Do you think the Republicans in the House and Senate would go along with that? Trump has openly mused about doing this on multiple occasions.
First of all, I think that would be the time for clear civil disobedience. I mean, my grandfather spent 4 years in jail alongside Gandhi, and certainly I would then go and do whatever I can, even if it was meant arrest. And I think that's not some act of personal courage. I think there'd be many, many members of Congress who would follow, at least Democrats. I don't know on the Republicans, but I'll say this, Tom, in a less perhaps fantastical, though I acknowledge that Trump has said that scenario. On a more prosaic level, Trump's numbers are down last week. I mean, he's lost 6 points in his approval ratings across the board. Most tellingly, he's down on the economy, upside down on the economy. And this never happened in his first term. There is this Doge lottery ball firing of federal workers and taking away of benefits of Trump voters has really spooked people. And as you saw, it's spooking people in red districts. The one thing I still believe in this country is what Abraham Lincoln said: public sentiment is everything. And I was far, far more concerned, not that I'm not concerned, but I was far, far more concerned 3 weeks ago when Trump was riding high on all of this. I think he's made a blatant, terrible miscalculation with all this Doge stuff. He's paying a political price. And I think the biggest thing the Democrats need to do is what Bernie is doing, and that is let's now take the lead on the economic issues so that we never lose again to someone as incompetent as Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm with you, although his collapsing in the polls is the very thing that makes me worry that he may be preparing to say, okay, let's do the dictator routine now because we got nothing to lose and we're starting to slip. But you know, color me paranoid. That's I guess that's my job as a commentator.
Well, no, we need that. We need that. And look, it could turn out to be naive. I have a deep faith that the Democratic spirit is ingrained in the American psyche. And you know, I get that people voted for Trump, but I don't think they voted for what they're seeing.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour. National Progressive Town Hall meeting, taking your calls. We'll be back with your calls in just a second.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number:
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Joseph in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Joseph, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Tom. Representative Khanna, I would like to see if... your response to this question. So the lawsuit against Greenpeace, as you know, I'm sure, is just today is the first day up in North Dakota, and the lawsuit is a slap lawsuit, which is specifically against public protest and public participation and a blatant attack on the environment. I think only like 30-some states have anti-slap statutes on their books. I would ask you to introduce a federal statute, federal law that outlaws, that prevents corporations, big greedy people like Warren Kelsey and, you know, Trump, mentally ill Trump, from raising these lawsuits to bankrupt organizations
right,
like
no more slap suits. Got it, Joseph. Thank you.
Joseph, what's happening with Greenpeace is terrible. I mean, I've worked with them on many issues. I'm happy to look into federal legislation to protect legitimate nonprofits that are doing incredible work like Greenpeace from retaliation. And if you write to our office, happy to see what we can work on.
Vivian in St. Paul, Minnesota, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Representative Khanna. I was wanted to ask a question. Dr. Benny Lee, who's a leading forensic psychiatrist and leading violence expert, who's been on Tom's show for many times, she's actually warned for 9 years that Trump is a dangerous threat to the entire world, as all tyrants equal malignant narcissists. As of yesterday, she is calling for all politicians, business leaders, and citizens to call for an intervention for Trump. How do you feel about that?
Vivian, I think unfortunately maybe a little too late. I don't think that Trump at 80 is going to have some epiphany. I think what we need instead is a spine where we're going to stand up to him. That begins with the debt ceiling vote. It begins with the government funding vote. We should be unified in not giving him a single Democratic vote. Until he respects congressional power. And what I think is most important is for the Democrats to stay unified and also for the Democrats to be telling the stories of people who have been impacted in this community, in the nation. Look, I fundamentally believe that we have to be very tough against Donald Trump, but we have to have empathy and trying to win over people who voted for Trump. Because my view is that he is such a mess, that he is doing so much to dismantle federal government, that he's finally reminding people why the federal government was good. I mean, it's like we had forgotten all that Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson achieved. And you see with Bernie's reaction around the country that there is this hunger there. I think this moment is similar to between 1870 and 1900, where we had a progressive era, or the 1920s, followed by a progressive era. And if we are smart about this, we can build that progressive era again post-Trump.
Craig, in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Gentlemen, I got a procedural kind of question. I'm wondering, is it possible for you guys in Congress to have secret votes? So like these presidential appointments, it seems like there's tribalism and people vote just their party instead of how they're feeling. And I think it would be a lot more authentic if they could vote in unanimously or, so in secret, and then they could and we couldn't get some of these Trump appointments done.
Greg, I hear you. I think it's sad that this is that if people would have voted no in secret, you're absolutely right, they would have. But the reason that they should be voting public is some public accountability. And the problem is that public accountability doesn't exist right now, in part because of huge amounts of money that are in our politics, because the Republican Party has become a subsidiary owned by Donald Trump. But I do think these votes should be public. I don't want the future that people, politicians, to be casting secret votes without public accountability. What we need is a reform of the system to get money out of politics and some Republicans with some courage to stand up to a president whose poll numbers are tanking.
1 minute. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Got a quick one?
We'll do what we can here. We've spoken before, Ro. I had uncles fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Also in Southeast Asia, with him closing, you know, I'm pushing 70 here.
What's your question for Congressman Khanna?
When are we going to put the Soviet flag up on the White House? Who's going to be our Alexei Navalny? That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, thank you. First of all, thank you for your uncle's service, and it dishonors your uncle and the greatest generation what they're doing. It's not just that they're talking about having a peaceful resolution of Ukraine-Russia. It's that they are engage in blatant misinformation, saying that Russia didn't start this war, Ukraine did, when we all know that Russia was the unprovoked aggressor, saying that they're going to have a diplomatic solution and exclude the country that was invaded, lecturing Germany about having free speech laws and allowing for the AfD party, which is basically a neo-Nazi advocacy party, to be allowed, is a total insult to people like your uncle and that greatest generation that knows that America insisted on laws against Nazification. So all of these things, I think, are appalling people.
Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with your calls for Representative Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Party. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Paul in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, gentlemen. Congressman, I've got an idea I want your feedback on. Been in marketing my whole life. The only thing driving this, really, is their fear of a primary with all of Musk's cash. That's really what's driving this. So why don't we take away the fear? If we set up, we've got our own billionaires. I'm sure you got a couple over there. Why don't we, I call it, we'll have your back. If they vote their conscience and instead of their fear, we will back them in a primary if they're primaries, period. It's not like we haven't done it before. Not talking about the general, talking about the primary. So if you take away their fear, and because they know it's not right. There's got to be how many senators, how many congresspeople that know this isn't right. And so we've got your back.
Match them dollar for dollar. Paul, thank you.
Paul, it's not a bad idea. And in the past, we have had groups that have said, look, if you're a Republican, you vote your conscience on gun violence, or you vote your conscience on impeaching Trump, that we will support you in the primary. The challenge has been that the history of those people, Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney, and others, has not been very successful. They've largely been pushed out of Congress because it's not just Musk's money. Remember, Musk jumped on board with Trump when Trump was already a winning train. He was largely supporting DeSantis and wasn't involved. It's only when post the assassination that he really jumps on board. The fear is of Donald Trump himself. And while we need to call out Musk in these firings, we should not underestimate that it's still Donald Trump that has the iron grip on the Republican Party. And it's not just the fear of the Musk money. It's the fear that he's going to endorse someone against them in a primary that they've seen be fatal with all their colleagues.
Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello. Woke means welcoming, open, kind, and kind to everyone. That said, I know that you're an expert on diversity, you know, with companies and things. Now, are you aware of the bill to change the U.S. Constitution to protect against Citizens United? And I think it can be simplified in a tweet just about the Declaration of Independence is we hold these truths, you know, all men, not companies, are created equal. And that pretty much does it. Have you seen the actual bill? Because I think that one Declaration of Independence.
Got it. Congressman?
I'm on the bill to reverse Citizens United, but that's a tough order. I mean, it requires a constitutional amendment, two-thirds of Congress, three-fourths of the states. There's something simpler we can do. Maine passed a bill, a law, 70%, Republicans, Independents, Democrats, that said you cannot give a super PAC more money than you give a candidate. Elon Musk, if you want to give $7,000 to a super PAC like you can to any candidate, fine, but you can't give millions of dollars. That's constitutional under this court, under Citizens United. If we can, under Citizens United, regulate money to individual candidates, why can't we regulate it to the super PAC? We need to be passing the Maine law federally and in all 49 other states in this country.
Bill in Virginia Beach, Virginia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you, Congressman and Tom. Thomas Jefferson once said that rebellion in a democracy was a good thing every once in a while. Those of us who are a little bit worried about Trump, who are scared, should we maybe be preparing ourselves for a rebellion?
Well, Bill, we need to engage in citizen activism, citizen mobilization. This is a country that won the American Revolution. It won the Civil War. It won World War II. It overcame 100 years of Jim Crow, 250 plus years of slavery. This is our moment. And I say that citizen engagement, citizen involvement will make sure that we don't lose democracy to Donald Trump. I mean, we have to have the courage of our convictions and confidence that Trump is not a something more insurmountable than Jim Crow or Nazism or the Cold War.
Leslie in Lorain, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have, I guess, kind of a simple thought, but we talk a lot about money in politics and its effect. But I think back to the big show that President Trump put on in his first administration, the piling up papers on a table where that he had to sign that he said to keep to prove that he was protecting the citizenship from conflict of interest. But he's gone from being a person that was associated with multiple bankruptcies to a billionaire in the past decade. There's been lots of stories out there about how rich his family is getting, and now he's getting involved in Bitcoin. Are there any investigations in any way, shape, or form to protect this citizenship from what he's been doing?
Leslie, the corruption is appalling. I mean, what he did with the meme coin is basically like having a Swiss bank account where any person, foreign entity, can buy this meme coin. None of the public knows about it, but you can tell Donald Trump, look, I bought your coin. And most of the interactions and transactions were foreign. And that's just scratching the surface of the kind of corruption that's existed. The problem is we don't have either chamber, and so we don't have investigatory powers, and we're relying on citizens and the media. But look, we have a great chance of winning back the House. You're seeing the discontent in deep Republican districts where they're being called out. Richard McCormick, look at it online, being called out in a deep red district in Georgia for these cuts. And I think we have to be laser focused and be going into these Republican districts, explaining to people what the Medicaid cuts is going to mean for their families, what the cuts to farmer aid is going to mean for their communities, and win decisively in 2026. That's the first step to taking reclaiming our democracy.
Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and thank you guys for doing all this. What if we worked on our messaging to the point where every single day that they put out people like AOC and the ones who are really coherent, strong, and able to get to these people and let people know what's going on? We didn't, during the 4 years with Biden, it was just like, working in the background, everything got done, and it was wonderful, but people were unaware of it. And people are still unaware, if they're only listening to Fox and stuff, of what these people are doing. And if every single day there was a press conference, and like I said, if you use the really charismatic people and those who can really turn a phrase and just constantly...
Got it, Roberta. Thank you. Congressman.
Roberta, look, I think President Biden suffered from decency. When I was growing up, my grandmother used to say, when the sun rises every morning, it doesn't announce itself. Well, that's unfortunately horrible advice for modern-day politics. And President Biden thought that you didn't have to be in everyone's face every day, that the works would speak for themselves. That's how he was raised, the energy was raised. What we now realize is, yes, you got to do good work. It can't be hollow like Trump, but you do need to be communicating every day. And I think the Democrats didn't rise up to that the first few weeks. We're getting our act together. We've got daily press conferences like the one I'm doing tomorrow with 15 fired workers. We've got 215 Democrats that are all going to be doing these kind of things. Hakeem is going to be doing it every day. And I think you're going to see much better communication going forward. And it's a legitimate criticism of our party that we haven't done that.
Mike in Elyria, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Well, you gentlemen look dapper today. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had just called my Representative Bob Latta about not voting for the SAVE Act, but I could not find any place in there that says it would not allow women to vote.
Bob, I'd have to look at the details of the bill, and the reality is that it's restricting the rights of people to to vote fairly and requiring onerous.
I think the main issue here is that the SAVE Act says that your birth certificate must have an identical name to your driver's license or passport, and that a marriage certificate is not listed as something that can be used to account for the name change. You have to go to before a judge. So some, you know, 60, 80, 90 million American women who've been married will not be eligible to vote if this bill passes, at least according to the people who are reading it carefully.
Well, Tom, that's a detailed explanation and makes complete sense. Okay, we don't have a problem in this country of mass voter fraud. We have a problem in this country of the people not being able to register and to vote. And so the Republicans are just engaged in fear-mongering on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And voter suppression as well. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House, is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. His website, Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him or blue sky him at Rep. Ro Khanna, R-E-P-R-O-K-H-A-N-N-A. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Khanna.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with your calls for the representative in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. The office telling federal workers to document five things they accomplished over the past week today said individual agencies can decide how to respond, but Elon Musk repeated his threat that those who refuse could lose their jobs. CBS's Erica Brown.
There's a lot of different ideas about what should be going on. So it's basically just mass confusion right now for all of these federal employees.
CBS's Zach Hudak reports President Trump and French President Macron discussed Ukraine at the White House.
The one thing that is notable that I think the two of them have come together on finally is the idea that when all is said and done, there will be a need for some European security forces to help keep peace in the region.
About 100 cases of the measles are confirmed in Texas and New Mexico. Dr. Pete Hotez of Texas Children's Hospital.
Hearing from colleagues on the ground there that there may be many more cases that still haven't yet been confirmed. This is a very serious and very dangerous measles epidemic.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, and there may be a little bit of patchy fog. Otherwise, west winds a bit breezy with lows in the upper 20s. On Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Afternoon highs will top out in the middle 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Emergency.
Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. You're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yeah, hi. Regarding the ACE thing, I just wanted to mention that we have a higher number of centenarians than we ever had, over 100,000, and by 2050, we're supposed to have 500,000 centenarians. But anyway, what I'm calling about is I don't understand this technique of making government more efficient by just firing people. They don't have a plan to alter things or to do anything. Everything is just firing people, and that makes no sense.
It's like cutting off your leg to lose weight.
Yeah, it makes no sense other than when you look at what private equity has done in this country, where they go in, they cut, and don't care about the destruction to the community. They just say, cut the fat, and then we'll rehire and we'll rebuild. Well, guess what? That doesn't work when you're talking about the greatest democracy in the world and the greatest institution of the federal government. And they've gone in, and it's been like a lottery ball, just fire, and not look at any of the consequences. The good news, again, is that this is the first time in my lifetime that you have ordinary Americans saying, you know what, we got to stand up for federal workers. This has gone too far. The government actually does a lot of good things. And this is our opportunity. To all Tom Harper's listeners, all of you are like me. You believe government has a role to play and government is good. Donald Trump is finally showing the intellectual bankruptcy of the Friedmanites and the Reagan ideology.
Johan in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Wouldn't that be a good idea to have term limits for Senate, House of Representatives, and more importantly, Supreme Court justices, just like president, mayor, and governors? Your thoughts, please.
I'm for term limits on all of them. I'm certainly for Supreme Court justices. Look, Bernie's energy gave me a little bit of pause on the term limits for senators and House members, but I'm not opposed to it. I've supported it. The bigger issue is term limits for Supreme Court justices. You weren't supposed to be there for life, and they don't have elections, and getting big money out of politics.
Ricardo in Syracuse, New York. You're on the air with Congressman
Hey. Connor. Hey, how you guys doing? Okay, I'm going to go right to the point. What they're doing is prior to 2025. Okay, Kamala Harris and Walt told everybody, and they literally told everybody they were fear-mongering. The Democrats need to start telling just like that. We told you so. This was going to happen. Why are we not telling people like that and start sugarcoating and just being nice to people? We just need to be straightforward and tell them, look, we told you so, and this is what happened when you don't vote for us.
Ricardo, you're right. This is why we're going to have, it's not just us can tell them, I'm going to have Trump voters say they regret their vote, that they voted for this guy, and they expect him to engage in Project 2025. Look, Donald Trump's a lot of things. He's actually had, unfortunately, decent political instincts. This makes no sense. I have no idea how they cajoled the guy to basically sign off on the cuts in government. I mean, he ran against this Romney-Ryan plan of politics. He understood it was a dumb politics, and now he's doing it even worse on steroids. Unfortunately, when Harris was warning against it, and we all were warning against it, it came up like your doctor's warning, who says, you know, don't eat more fat, don't drink alcohol. People don't pay attention till they have a heart attack. And now we're in a heart attack. People are paying attention.
Carolyn, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hello. How is everybody?
What's your question?
I'm getting right to it. Representative Connor, I just wanted to let you know, if we don't do something having to do with the midterms coming up and the voter suppression, and there's a video here. It's Nathan Taylor, were Nevada ballots changed? State expert tells, he's an auditor, he details the problems. It's 41 minutes and 22 seconds, and it's about Clark County,
What's
Nevada.
Your question, Carol?
So that is it. Is, does he know that Starlink, there was a Starlink algorithm with regards to the voter suppression?
Okay. Congressman?
Carolyn, look, I know that there's a lot of voter suppression going on. The challenge is we don't have the courts. We don't have either chamber of Congress. We can't pass the legislation. We weren't able to even pass the legislation because of Manchin and Sinema when we had both chambers and President Biden. So for now, what we have to do with one arm tied behind our back is show up like we have in the past to vote and have the tenacity to do it, and then make sure that whoever the next president is when we have both chambers, which I believe we will in 2028, we prioritize actually getting voting rights passed.
Yeah, and it looks like they've essentially seduced John Fetterman into being the next Kyrsten Sinema. Congressman, we have 25, 30 seconds. Your thoughts on the coming week?
Well, look, I think this week is a defining week for us. I think the tide is turning. What we need to do is tell as many real stories as possible about what the impact of these cuts are. These are, unfortunately, when they cut PEPFAR, and by the way, Tom, I don't know where George W. Bush is. I mean, they're literally Rubio, Musk is over turning Rubio in these PEPFAR cuts, but people didn't care as much. But now they're cutting Medicaid. Now they're cutting education funding. Now they're firing Trump voters. We've got to continue to tell this story, and I think we can really regain the public trust in this next week.
There you go. Good luck with your press conference tomorrow. Please send us a clip.
Will do. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for your voice.
Thank you, Congressman. We'll be right back with Michael Cohen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where confusion reigns over whether or not federal employees need to tell Elon Musk Doge what they accomplished last week or lose their jobs. CBS's Erica Brown explained how things got to this point.
Over the weekend, and even this morning, many agencies told their employees not to respond because a lot of federal employees work with classified information, or there were concerns that putting a whole bunch of information about what the government was doing into these emails could be easily hacked by people, could be easily leaked by people. So there was a lot of pushback from within the federal government, including some of Trump's own cabinet members.
And tonight, Musk repeated his threat just hours after the U.S. Office of Personnel Management had directed agencies that responses to his email were optional. The House is expected to vote on a budget plan this week. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on that.
Speaker Mike.